Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James, good to see Carlos Carrasco get back on track. He was dominant, 12 strikeouts against a Mariner lineup that's gone ice cold. But, you know, they had been red hot. I know they had lost three in a row before this series, but before that they'd been red hot. And the Indians pitching really shut them down in this series. You know?
They did, absolutely. I mean, think about it. Yesterday they had three hits and they happened to win. Very rarely do you win a game with only three hits. And it was a welcome sight to see Carrasco bounce back in a big way, because he was about as bad as you could be on Friday night in Kansas City. And he bounced back, had a huge game, and the bullpen looked good as well.
What do you think his problem was, and how did he fix it?
I think it's hard to pinpoint exactly what it was. Here's what I'll say is, when you're a veteran and you're going into another year, you always have to make adjustments in things like that. I think his velocity was up a little bit. But ultimately, he didn't get a ton of work in spring training, and I wonder if his first three starts, that's part of it. I mean, if you remember Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco, they waited to put them on the mound in spring training. So there's an adjustment period. It's a long season. Looks like he's back on track.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, because that's a big point made by people covering the Red Sox too, that all their pitchers started late in spring training. You know, we always talk about spring training goes on forever. All the Red Sox pitchers started late, and their pitchers have been awful. Price has been okay. Their other starters have been horrendous. Chris Sale's been terrible. Porcello, Evaldi, Rodriguez, they've all been terrible. And that, you know, I didn't really think about that, but you're right. They did get those guys going a little late. Not quite as bad as the Red Sox, but yeah. And guys, you know, these guys are creatures of habit. And you take them out of their habits sometimes. Sometimes it takes them a little while to get them back on track, you know?
Yeah, and it might have just been as simple as it was a rude awakening. Like, he didn't have a great first start, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. His second start, he went five innings, had double-digit strikeouts, was passable, and then he kind of hit rock bottom. And then that's when you're a 32-year-old veteran like Carrasco, you probably go back to the basics. And it showed yesterday. I mean, the fact that he shut them down. A Mariners team, by the way, that had homered in every game this season until yesterday.
Yeah.
So it was a good performance.
It certainly was. And, you know, you look at Carrasco and Kluber, they both had two good starts and two bad starts. And that's, you know, clearly you expect them to do better, because their track record, their baseball card tells you that they're going to do better. They have to. The Indians cannot have an inconsistent. Like, if Carlos Carrasco are up and down, if Carlos Carrasco and Corey Kluber are up and down all year, the Indians will not win the division.
Yeah, that's fair. That's completely fair, because there are so many holes elsewhere. The bullpen's been good, but do you trust them yet? No. I mean, are you going to trust this lineup even when Francisco Lindor comes back to win eight, to put up eight runs when they need to, 10 runs when they need to? I still don't think that the Indians' offense will be that type of juggernaut. So you're going to need quality starting pitching. And that means every fifth day when Carrasco's on the mound, or Bauer's on the mound, or Kluber, or any of them, you need to trust them. And so far, especially with Clevinger down, and so far they've been up and down. Hopefully Kluber gets back on track this weekend, and hopefully what we saw yesterday from Carrasco is just the beginning.
James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, joining us here. You mentioned Lindor and his return being right around the corner here. You know, I mentioned to Adam yesterday, James, I'm a little concerned that maybe they're rushing him back. And you can say, well, the Indians know what they're doing. Their doctors know what they're doing. I hear all that. But Lindor's probably chomping at the bit to get back as quickly as he possibly can, even if he feels like he's not 100%. He's going to push himself to be out there with his teammates. Are you concerned? Are they doing the right thing here?
It doesn't feel like that he would be 100% at this point, right? I mean, a few weeks ago we were hearing about how it was an ankle specialist and he's going to Green Bay, not during football season. Who goes to Green Bay when it's not football season?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. And so concern was at an all-time high, I think, for Francisco Lindor. And the fact that he's already out there playing in minor league games, I was surprised when that news came down last weekend. And now the idea that he could be active and put on the active roster as soon as tomorrow, it does feel quick. It does feel like it's hurried. But here's what I'll say as far as the Indians are concerned. Why would they rush him back? They were patient with his calf strain. They have taken the right process and said all the right things with this ankle. They sent him to the specialist. Maybe it wasn't as bad as we all thought it was on the outside. And maybe the specialist was just the precaution. And maybe it's that. But I agree with you. It does feel like they're almost hurrying him back. I don't think they would do that. But it is almost concerning because it seems like overnight he's went from who knows when he'll be back to potentially being back this weekend.
So what they're going to test him out tomorrow at Progressive Field. What's the game plan?
Yeah, so he's set to play in Louisville for Columbus tonight at 7. And then after that, he'll fly back to Cleveland, and they're going to reassess things. The doctors will look at him, and they'll see if he's capable of being put back on the active roster. That doesn't mean he will. He'll be put back there, but they're going to look at it and see if it's possible.
Jose Ramirez, are you worried at all about him?
He's starting to show some signs. I get why people are worried, and I think there should be some concern there, especially after the way he ended last season. But he had his first home run earlier in the week. He's starting to hit the ball hard, even though some of those have resulted in outs. I think he's going to break out of it here, especially with veterans around him now. I mean, Lindor, I expect him to be at the top of the order when he comes back. You got Cargo hitting out of the three hole on most days. I think that'll help him a lot.
Talking with our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine. How do you think Jason Kipnis and Cargo have looked so far in their first week with the team?
Kipnis has been impressive. I think he's a big reason why they swept the Mariners. He had some huge hits. Game two was really big in that series in Seattle. So I think he's been about as impressive as you could have expected him to be. And I know his average isn't insane. It's slightly under 300. But he's gotten some big hits. I think he's brought his presence has been important, just it bringing experience on a team that has lacked experience in that middle infield. And then Cargo, it's still wait and see. He's shown some flashes. I think he looks in really good shape. And for a guy that was on the market and missed basically off spring training, I think that's good. But I do think when you're looking at some of the guys they were putting in that three-hole, Jordan Luplo and guys like that, I think Cargo is an upgrade from them. I'm not saying he's still the all-star that he once was, but I think he's an upgrade from what they've had.
You know, Oscar Mercado obviously had a great spring training for the Indians. He's off to an excellent start down in Columbus. He's hitting 302. His slash line is 302, 423, 395. So, you know, not hitting for a ton, not slugging a ton, but he's getting on base. He's hitting the ball. He stole four bases yesterday, has seven steals already on the season. Why do you think he's not on the roster and Hanley Ramirez is right now?
It's a good question. I think, one, I wouldn't be shocked if Hanley Ramirez's days are numbered. That would not be shocking to me in the least. That being said, I think Oscar Mercado, I think they want him, and I'd be surprised if they brought him up anytime soon. I think because
he didn't play well at Columbus last year. When the Indians got him, he did not play well at Columbus, but he had a great spring training.
Mm-hmm.
A decent prospect, and he's off to a solid start.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think he's the future. I think next year you could be looking at your starting outfielder, starting center fielder for the Indians. But the reason you go out and you get a Cargo, the reason Leonis Martin's playing virtually every day, one, you trust those guys. Two, you want to buy time for Mercado so he can develop. I mean, next year you could be looking at an outfield, Jake Bowers in left, Mercado in center, and insert whoever in right. I mean, there's a bunch of different guys there. So I think September is when we'll see him.
Yeah, I mean,
barring injury.
You could DH Cargo, right? I mean, you get rid of Hanley, DH Cargo, and put Mercado in the outfield. Either way, they should get rid of Hanley and play Bowers at first and DH Santana or whatever. But Hanley stinks. I don't know. They should move on from him. But
yeah,
you may be right.
I'm not sure he survives the month. I mean, a few days ago, Terry Francona told the outfielders and Hanley that they're going to be in and out of the lineup depending on the day because they're kind of clogged right there. The easy way to free it up is move Jake Bowers back to his natural position at first. By the way, he played at first base yesterday for the first time this season. And then you get Santana and you put him at DH. The problem with that is if they want to make Jake Bowers a long-term solution in the outfield, you want to get him outfield reps. Now, I'm not saying that's a reason to keep Hanley on the roster, but just something to consider.
Do you still have the Indians winning the division, or do you have the Twins?
I have the Indians winning the division. I haven't flip-flopped at all yet. I know some people did, especially after the Kansas City series when they were just dreadful over the weekend. Ultimately, I think it's going to be a struggle at times for the Indians. I still have them winning 80-plus games and winning the division by a couple games. I think the Twins will be right with them most of the year. They'll win 80-plus games as well, but the Indians will edge them out and win a fourth straight division title.
All right, James. Good stuff, buddy.
Hey, James. How are the Bengals going to be? Are they going to win more than six games?
Six is a good number.
Six. I got with seven.
Yeah, seven.
I don't think they're as bad as people think.
No, people are down on it. I don't think they're as bad as people think. But the division is as tough as it's been in 20 years. I mean, you could see three teams winning the division that isn't the Bengals, and you haven't been able to say that in a long time. So I think they're down. I think they'll finish fourth, barring injuries to some of these quarterbacks in the division.
Jeff Driscoll time.
James, good job out of you, man. We'll
maybe Dwayne Haskins time.
Yeah, it should be. They should draft a quarterback, but they won't. They're stupid. All right. Thanks, James.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That was our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine. We're brought to you by WOW Internet TV and phone. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.